This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so we had Monday off, but you're back on it today.
Yeah.
And we're into autumn now.
It is.
Yeah.
Autumn has fallen.
So heat pumps will start to be working again soon.
Yep. But it's also that time of year to get on preparing our home for winter. Now, if you burn wood, you've probably left your run a bit late to fill up the woodshed. Semi-dry wood now is still going to be semi-dry wood in a few months' time. So if you're buying wood, buy the dry stuff, but you'll end up paying more for that. Those with the reverse cycle heat pumps, it's a good time for you to clean the filters on the indoor unit, make sure the outdoor unit is not overgrown. We see that quite often, you know, shrubs and stuff grow around them and that. If it was making weird noises or playing up at the end of last winter, it's unlikely to have magically repaired itself during summer. So, and this is a quite important as the construction and trades areas are booming at the moment, Darren. There may be a wait for someone before someone can come out and repair it or replace it. I wouldn't wait until winter is upon you to make a decision, as I know we're booked out weeks in advance and everybody else is in the same boat.
Right.
Also a good time to replace the batteries in the remote. Now, I reckon, Darren, we get 20 plus call outs a year for faults that turn out to be just nearly flat batteries in the remote.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's everyone's a little bit embarrassed. So daylight savings ends on the 4th of April this year, so that's the date we should be putting in our new smoke alarm batteries. So we may as well just add heating remotes to that list as well. Good idea. As the days start getting colder, our wild furry rodent friends will want to start moving in. It's a good time to make sure your outbuildings have baits in them, so to thin the herd out before they make the next step to your warm house. Rodent damage to electrical cabling is a serious issue, especially in those older homes that have old switchboards with no RCT protection. So yeah, they can literally catch fire. Speaking of switchboards, now these are a forgotten part of our home's infrastructure. You know, a magical or board of magical little doohickeys that live behind a cupboard door or a box on the side of the house that we don't pay any attention to until the lights don't come on or something has cooked off and caught fire.
Right.
Now, some of these magical doohickeys, Darren, have well passed their design service life or were just never designed to have the levels of safety like we need today in a modern home. Simply, their magic is spent and they're living on borrowed time. And it's a good idea to call an electrician, or as some people call them, wizards, and get that sorted out. As most switchboard fires or incidents occur during winter when that the electrical circuits are under full load, keeping our house warm and lit.
Mm.
You know, so if it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong in winter. The switchboard is the heart of your home's electrical system, so show it some love.
Yep.
Make sure our gutters are clean. Make sure our drains are clean or any stormwater grates. As no one wants to be wandering around on a cold winter's day or night with a torch or whatever, trying to work out, you know, where the water should be going or why is it running into my house.
Indeed.
Mm. Solar systems should be cleaned, as we need every drop of winter sun to help offset our heating costs. Also a good time to have them looked over as well, as some are out there well over 10 years old now and this won't be their first winter. Getting prepared now means less disruptions to our winter season or being caught short and ending up cold, wet and miserable or sitting in the dark due to things going awry. So stitch in time, all that. Now we got a little bit sidetracked last week, Darren. We forgot to do our interesting energy fact.
Righto.
Yeah. Now I don't know about you, Darren, but when I'm at dinner parties or barbecues, the subject of photons comes up quite a lot.
Sure.
Yeah. Photons are particles of light from the sun that make our solar panels work. Now those particles of light take anywhere from 100,000 to 50 million years to actually escape the mass of the sun. That only takes 8 minutes and 20 seconds to travel to Earth and hit our solar panels. And if you're boiling a kettle and making a coffee with energy collected from your solar system, that's from energy older than mankind.
Amazing. 8 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yep.
For the sun to shine on the Earth.
It's basically eject that particle of light, but that particle of light can be anywhere from 100,000 to 15 million years old before it's managed to escape the mass of the sun.
Last week you warned us about some dodgy solar guys getting around selling cheap, dodgy gear and putting pressure on particularly elderly people to sign up now.
Yep.
Sign up now. So what's the deal?
I think they've left town. The phone stopped. You know, we was getting bombarded with phones by about Wednesday, the phone stopped and I haven't heard nothing more about it. So
they've more than likely just gone south.
Yeah, I reckon they're probably moved to Launceston now or Hobart.
Yeah.
They won't have finished with Tassie yet, I wouldn't think, but I think they're finished with the Northwest Coast.
Yeah, because they work on, you know, those guys work on quotas.
They do.
If their quota is you've got to sell 12 units a week in Tasmania, if they're not getting any sales up here, they'll just go south and try that.
They had so much profit built into their prices. They need to sell two a week, and they'd have been, sitting pretty. They're phenomenally overpriced, like 100% over and above the market value. And you've got to think the market value already had profit in it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Anyway, DMS Energy.
Yep. We're the Northwest Coast's largest solar installer of quality tried and true products. We've been doing it for about 13 years now. We also specialise in heating and cooling, lighting, plus any kind of electrical work you can think of.
1300 502 599 is the number. They're at 56 Sheffield Road at Sprayton. Online at dmsenergy.net.au or check them out on Facebook.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, mate. Catch you next Monday.
Yes.
Back to normal next week.
Thanks, mate.